bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Prescott Chamber Chat. And we are thrilled to be joined today by board member Lisa Nelson. Lisa is with the First National Bank of River Falls, and we're so excited to hear what is going on in our sister city, Prescott. How have you been, Lisa?
I am good. Thanks. I appreciate you having us on. Like I said, I always love chatting about Prescott. We always got good stuff going on.
Well, you know you do, and I think it's a little hidden gem. I know you don't want too many more people to find out about it, but Prescott certainly has grown in the time that I've lived in Hastings. It seems like the growth that you have had has been well thought out, and you're able to accommodate it. You know how sometimes towns or cities explode and then they have all kinds of other infrastructure issues, but Prescott seems to have done it
right
in the right way. How long have you been a Prescott native?
So I moved to Prescott, gosh, I think like maybe 30 years ago. So I just kind of came across on the other side from Cottage Grove. So I always knew about Prescott, but I just didn't realize how wonderful it was. And I'm so thankful to live here.
What brought you there, Lisa?
Actually, it was a boy, just like the typical story you hear about. And then we stayed, loved it. My kids grew up here, and we're thankful for that. But yeah, the city is great. We have the great businesses, but we're close to really other great places like Cottage Grove and Hastings and, you know, all that. So it's a win-win.
Well, and that's how we feel in Hastings about Prescott. When I'm making decisions like where should we go, what should we do, Prescott is always in the mix because we're so lucky, we are so close. And now with that bike trail, have you taken advantage of that?
So you know what, that's so funny you say that, because I have had like issues, as I call it, as a laugh, is that I've had like different feet surgeries. So that is my goal before the summer's end, is that I'm actually going to take that bike trail, because that was my excuse of why I never did. What a beautiful thing we have to connect Hastings to Prescott.
You know, it is. And, you know, you think about if you drive from Hastings to Prescott or Prescott to Hastings, there's a ton of hills involved. The great thing about that bike path, there's no hills. So don't be deterred by, you know, the thought of hills. It's a really decent ride.
Yeah, and with fall coming up, I mean, it's just beautiful. So I'm really excited. So that's on my bucket list for sure.
Oh, I love it.
Before the snow flies.
Oh, excellent. Well, you got plenty of time, Lisa. So I look forward to hearing how that went. Let's talk about the Prescott Chamber. You have been a member for how long?
I believe it's been about 15 years. So I'm the president this year. And we kind of joke because I seem to about every other year become president just because we switch it up. Like Chad Steger, who I work with, and myself just kind of go every other. And we always say, if anybody else wants it, you jump right in. So, but we're fine doing it, and we love it. You meet a whole lot of great people, get to network. And I think I kind of like being bossy too, so that also helps.
That helps a lot, right? The Prescott Chamber, I know, is very involved in a lot of things. But as a board member, what is it that the board does to help the chamber? What's your mission?
We have a great staff leading our city. And I think it's a really great thing is that we're kind of a good liaison between a lot of the businesses in the city. And we all have that same goal of just trying to make Prescott better and trying to get people to come to Prescott. So kind of our board mission, more or less, is to get people to come to our town and realize how great our town is, but also to kind of help our businesses with whatever needs they might have. And, you know, whether it's working with the city or working on tourism, whatever the case is. We're just kind of that liaison and whatever we could do to get people to come in this town and see how great it is.
Prescott, I think, is a lot like Hastings and a lot of other smaller towns around this area in that they don't have a lot of chains. And I think that is what really makes a chamber so important, is to advocate for smaller companies, smaller businesses that really might not have the opportunity to keep an ear on what's going on in the legislature or what's going on with the city.
Right.
And so I'm sure that really is so beneficial to your businesses.
Oh, correct. Right. And like I said, as you know, you said it, is we have such hidden gems of places, and we're lucky, you know, nothing that there's anything wrong with chain places by any means, but we have such good, unique food and places to go and such great patios, and Prescott is a hidden gem. It's just beautiful, and our food is amazing.
The River City, yeah, though, is so special.
Right. Yep. We're very lucky there that, I mean, you know, to have the confluence of the two rivers, really cool when you can see that line there of the blue water and the brown water. And it's such a cool element to add to the beautiful outdoors that we have here. We're lucky to have Freedom Park right up the hill, too. And that's just a little hidden gem of the plants, the parks, you know, the eagles you can see. It's beautiful.
Well, Lisa, in September, there's a shift usually, kind of the end of summer, beginning of fall. And you, as a city of Prescott, are coming off of Prescott Days. How was it?
Oh, Prescott Days is a blast, as always. It's always the weekend after Labor Day. And we had some weird weather this last weekend. I'm not going to lie. I swear it went from summer to winter to fall to... But it was a huge success. Prescott Days Committee always does such a great job. And then we had a lady take over. Jennifer Hansen is her name. And she took over the parade, which usually the chamber has done. And she jumped in this year and did an amazing job. The parade was great as always. And that's on Sunday. If you haven't come to Prescott Days, you'll have to make sure you sneak over here next year. There's so many events for kids, adults, the car shows, the eating contests, you name it. Prescott has it.
And it certainly has morphed over the years. It used to be kind of just a two-day celebration, then it turned into like a three-day.
Yeah, so it starts Thursday, and then for this year, Patak's, our great grocery store that we have in town, that's another thing. If nobody's come over to see that little hidden gem, it's amazing. Their meat department is so great. So they had kind of the fun festivities over there on Thursday night. They had like a kids' milk contest, drinking contest. They had a kids' eating contest. And then they had the grand adult eating, which I think, believe it was like 7 pounds of meat guys had to like race and had so much time. And yeah, so that was a little something. And then they had punt, pass, and kick for the kids over there. So that kind of started off our Prescott Days on Thursday night. So,
and then you mentioned the car show. That certainly is something that people turn out for, and the street dance.
Yep, they closed down the street of our downtown on Saturday. So they have the cars all lined up. And, you know, beyond that, it's like all the vendor booths, the food booths, you know. And then they have also on Saturday morning, they always have a kids fishing contest down at the river. And then straight up the hill at what used to be the middle school park, the Lions Park, they have the kids events. So they have, you know, the jumping things, the games and everything. And thank goodness this year, the Legion, which we had, it was closed for a while because they had a little bit of a water type incident, but that opened up at Prescott Days, and we're thankful that that was able to be open. And they had festivities going on all the days up there, inside, outside, euchre tournaments, beanbag tournaments. So they did it upright. They had great bands there, too. But yeah, there's just fun all over the town on Prescott Days.
So wonderful to hear. And as a chamber, it must be nice to see all the businesses in town highlighted.
Yeah, they definitely. And what I love about it, too, is everybody just jumps in and, like, represents. You know, I mean, especially, like, if you see the parade. I always say I love our parade, but it is opening football. I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, it's worth skipping because it's amazing. It's just a show of all the different businesses and, you know, organizations, and everybody just comes out to support and show the love. And then the same with volunteering throughout that whole weekend and having the fun little booths downtown, or, you know, helping with some kind of, you know, football deal. It's amazing. Everybody just steps up and does their part, and which makes Prescott Days even better.
Right. Well, it makes Prescott very special, too, I think. We are shifting, as you mentioned, fall and football season. But let's talk about your summer that you had for a lot of your businesses. Summer is a big deal for tourism, I know, in Prescott. And you have a tourism committee that works with the city. Can you tell us about that and maybe some highlights of summer tourism in Prescott?
Yep, we have a tourism committee. I am not on that committee, but they do a lot of amazing things, and there's a lot of great people that work with that. And then they also have a representative from the city that's on there too. Their goal is to kind of market and help people market, to show all the highlights of Prescott and what amazing things Prescott has to offer. And the summer in Prescott is crazy. You know, it's tons of fun. Everybody kind of knows, like, about Prescott and how beautiful it is or whatever. And especially with the tourism part. I think now you kind of work on highlighting how wonderful it is in the fall and how wonderful it is in the winter. Mm-hmm. And so they do a great job of helping get us out there more.
And how was tourism for your businesses? What has some of the feedback been?
You know, I think every summer, I think Prescott just gets more found and more known. And like I said, our little hidden gem is being that much more out there and popular. But, you know, we've had a lot of great things this summer. Like Two Rivers opened up their outdoor patio, and it's a wraparound patio. Beautiful view, beautiful patio. If anybody hasn't been there yet this summer, you got to make it out there. It's just amazing. Bringing Two Rivers and bringing Prescott Tap and all that, the little changes that we've had in town, they've been great for our town. They're great representatives of the community. They really just remodeled and make things beautiful inside and out. So if you haven't gone and checked that out, they have a great patio. And, of course, there's always the No Name, which they have their little outdoor monkey bar, which is always amazing.
Yes.
But every bar, whether they've got a view of the river or they're across the street and just have an outdoor regular patio, they're all beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, Prescott's a great place.
And it's so fun this time of year because we still have a couple more months to enjoy some of those outdoor spaces.
Right. And we're definitely a motorcycle town for sure. You know, we definitely get our motorcycles and, you know, their boaters, and we get all those guys, which we welcome them, of course. Love to have them come, you know, and they just start off maybe in Prescott and, you know, take the Great River Road and just drive up 35 and check out some other towns. But we love for everyone to stop and maybe be the first stop.
Well, you mentioned the new patio at Two Rivers. That really is incredible and has to have almost doubled, if not more than doubled, their seating capacity.
Oh, for sure. But you know what? They can handle it, too. Anybody that's been there or anybody that's, you know, eaten there, besides their food being amazing, adding that much more seating doesn't make your food wait any longer. They've figured it out. They do it right.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Whether you're sitting inside, you know, that cute little atmosphere of the log cabin-y feel that you have, or you're outside on the patio, which it's beautiful. We're very lucky at how many great places we have, like Muddy Waters. Everybody hopefully has been there and seen how their multi-level deck that they have in the back and how beautiful that is. And once again, their food is amazing and comes out fast. And we're very lucky.
Yes, I agree. Well, as we move into the fall, what has Prescott have planned? A lot of these businesses that you talked about, especially if they're retail or restaurant driven, they really do depend on the tourism traffic to make it a positive for them the whole year. So as we move into fall, are you almost as busy as you are in the summer?
Yeah, I think we stay pretty good in the fall. Like I said, we still have a lot to offer. Even as the outdoor patio starts to close down, it's so beautiful in our restaurant, even indoors. But, you know, we still have Aim Joy, that if anybody's not been downtown and shopped there, the cutest clothes and the cutest, you know, little gift type things that you could ever want are in that store, and it's amazing, and the ownership is wonderful and does tons for the community. And you know, we have places like that, and of course Up the Hill Flanders, that's amazing too. But there's so many things to do at the fall, and then you know, we still have the beautiful leaves that are, like, you know, up the hill once you start at Freedom Park that I talked about earlier. And whether you hit down 35 or not, it's beautiful around this area.
Yeah, we are so lucky. This is wonderful. And Prescott, of course, is the beginning of that beautiful Great River Road. And that is something,
yep.
If you haven't done that, that's just a treasure the western side of Wisconsin has. So let's get back to some of these other businesses that you were talking about. Do you have any other businesses that you are wanting to highlight? I know Ace Hardware has opened this summer, and boy, how did Prescott go so long without a hardware store? Because it seems like you really needed it.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited to have them in town. Like I said, it's beyond the management, and all the employees are amazing. But also, they have jumped into the community too. I mean, and instantly jumped into, like, where they're doing grill outs, you know, whether it be for just regular Saturday, but they also, they had a pancake breakfast on Prescott Day Saturday. What an amazing thing for a brand new business to come in and just jump in and, you know, help Prescott Days to be even better. Yeah, I don't know how we've done it without a hardware store, because they are truly amazing people, and my gosh, if they have everything you want or need. So we're very lucky to have them in town.
And is there truth to the rumor that they might be relocating even?
Well, so what it is Wisconsin Credit Union is building a new building. So that they should be coming over to there, I think, if I remember right, around the end of September. And then once that happens, then they're taking over the whole stretch of what was a mall, more or less. So they're going to expand in the location that they're in now, which is even great, because it means even more stuff. But I still haven't gone to that store and not found what I'm looking for. So I can't even imagine what they'll add.
Well, and I know we're still talking and the weather is nice, but you and Prescott are already planning for Winterfest. What the heck?
I know. As much as it saddens me to even talk about the whole idea. But the one thing that helps me get through winter is Winterfest. And we've kind of started that a few years ago, and every year we just make it better and better.
Oh.
And if anybody hasn't heard of Winterfest, this year it's January 10th. We always have it in January. And last year was amazing. We had so many businesses jump in, and we have euchre tournaments at one establishment. Somebody else had bingo. You know, they had like Freedom Park had birdhouse making for kids. We had the Dweebs last year. We hired the Dweebs, which they played indoors at the Patex Event Center. This year we hired Good for Gary. So if anybody's ever heard of them, they're amazing. They have a pretty good huge following in the Twin Cities. And I went to them, and they're amazing. So we hired them to play on Winterfest too. So it's going to be a blast.
Well, that sounds awesome. That'll be super fun and something to look forward to. And I know we'll have more details on that as we get closer to that date. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, are there any updates on the former Lucille's space?
Nope. There is no updates on that. Like I said, I think they're just more or less in a decision factor of what they're going to do. And, you know, we're glad to see them. You know, we're sad that they're not coming. But I'm sure with the people that have bought it and have great plans in place, whatever it turns out to be, will just be another wonderful addition to Prescott. So I don't know any details, but, you know, hopefully it'll be just something just as great as everything else around it.
No kidding. Well, we sure love Prescott, and we sure love hearing more about it. Thank you so much. Lisa Nelson is the president of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And if people would like to learn more about some of the things we talked about, I know the chamber has a website and a Facebook page. Do you want to give that information, Lisa?
You know, our Facebook page is just the Prescott Chamber, and then more or less, if you're looking for more information on like an email, it can be like chamberofprescott@gmail.com if you have any questions regarding that way. But otherwise, like you said, I'm always available. I'm over at First National Bank. I gladly take calls or questions too. And like I said, Tricia will answer you if you send an email too. Otherwise, we answer to Facebook pages, and we're happy to talk about Prescott anytime.
Oh, we so love it. Well, we're happy also to talk about Prescott. It's a great place. Thank you so much for your time today, Lisa. This is another edition of Prescott Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.